Roger.
Hello, this is BBS Radio.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Welcome. And I hear BBS in the background.
Yes, we're here. Hello.
Hello.
Is everybody ready to go live?
Hello.
We are ready to go live.
Perfect. Then we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Have a great show. You're live.
Thank you so much. Here we are at it on the Wednesday evening through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Today it is October the 14th, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. Those two group souls that are operating from the other side of the veil and speak to us through Terry Brown in Sedona. It is Winfrey, also in Sedona, who is organizing all of this and who will ask the questions tonight live on this show. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had several more people join in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Miranda from Chico.
Hello, Miranda from Chico. Welcome.
Hey, Miranda.
Who else?
Hello, everyone.
Mary Eileen. Hi, hi.
I hear two people at the same time. I picked up Mary Eileen. Welcome, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen. I'm Shirley from Ohio.
Shirley, welcome.
Hey, Shirley.
I could tell, Shirley, you had problems dialing in.
Oh, my, I sure did.
are you living in the mountains or what?
No, I wish.
Okay.
No.
Well, you're here now. Thank you for being here, and welcome the next caller. If you want to, feel free to say a name or location. Or maybe the next caller, welcome. Please say a name or location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Welcome, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Don.
Hi, everybody.
And I welcome all those people that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. And if you have a question that you would like to be asked tonight on the show, you can submit it per email to Win. And the dedicated email address is, are you ready? Pen, paper, questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And I repeat, questions at intelligent-infinity.com. All right. And right after this one-hour show, we go over to another phone number, to another conference call. So it will not be on the radio. And that is our daily whole planet healing gathering, where we have positive intentions that we put into the love light. After we invoke the love light, and we know we have our beautiful brothers and sisters from the Ra group and Elohim group that join us during those sessions to change things for the highest good of all concerned. I welcome the next caller. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Cecil in Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil.
Hi, hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys. Hi, Don.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi. Hi.
And the next caller, feel free to say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Janine.
And I just I just mentioned that we go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call after this 1 hour show, and I will give you the phone number next, which is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. We had more callers join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi.
Dylan.
Edna, guten Abend. Ich willkomme dich.
Dankeschön.
All right. And I heard another lady's voice. Please say your name and location.
Jill and Jerry from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome to you both, Jill and Jerry.
Jill and Jerry.
Hi, Jill and Jerry.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. And if you just joined in online through BBS, good evening to you. Happy Wednesday, and thank you for being here.
Jill, is your dad here?
I have
no
idea.
Oh, I'm here.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. I win. Hi, Cecil.
Hi,
Wynn.
Hang him up over there. Hi, Wanda.
And let me give the email address one more time. If you have a question you want to submit for tonight's episode, you can email questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn will go through those questions during the show, and we'll ask those that apply to our sources here live tonight. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Good evening, John. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Well, hi. Hi, John.
Well, John.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Are you feeling better, John?
Yeah, I'm taking like vitamin C, D3, and zinc. It's helping.
Good.
D3 helps a lot.
Good. Glad you're doing better.
Are you driving again, John?
Yeah, I'm working, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're at 6:10 over here. Then you're probably lining up the questions.
Right.
And Terry, are you comfortably seated?
Hello.
Ready. Just about.
Just about?
I guess my computer's warming up. We're going to be with you in just a moment. While it's warming up, I'll just... Thank you.
The recording has started.
This is October 14th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday night call of question to the Elohim. And did somebody just come in? I heard a ding.
I don't know. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi.
You came in at closing the door over here. Thank you. I'm going to mute the phone lines. Thank you so much for being here.
Muted.
We are recording, and my computer is warming up.
And Teddy, you're breathing in the mic.
Oh.
Still.
I'll stop in a minute.
No, don't stop breathing.
Rather not.
Just for introduction here, are the mutes turned off, Hive?
Yes.
But everybody's not muted yet, right?
Yes, they are.
They are. Okay. Terry and I have been communicating with a celestial source that explains himself to be a group soul that existed prior to the beginning of the manifest universe. Of course, the manifest universe is everything else. It's the stars, the planets, and it's us. And historically, they have been the name Elohim was one of the names for God in the Old Testament. It is the name the Mormons use for God. They don't say they are God. They would explain themselves to be our friends in higher dimensions. And they can look down and from their vantage point, I can say they say this, but I can say that as far as I'm concerned, they've proven it, okay? I mean, particularly on these calls, because it's like when people ask questions and people submit questions to us, they give what I would call would be a view of yourself as an energy system or a soul, and they can see the various entanglements of your own personal evolution, your personal issues, and they share their answers in such a manner that, to my experience, do not violate your free will. In other words, they don't come in and tell you what to do. Deciding what you do is each of our own particular challenges, learning how to make decisions and have discernment. And you can never develop discernment if someone else is telling you, do this, do that. Now, sometimes psychics do that. But this is not like a psychic reading. This is, from my perspective, higher than a psychic reading. And you'll find, if you submit questions that would require a more psychic reading response, you may not be happy with your answer, because they will answer, but they'll answer in their own way and give you tools, so to speak, to find the answer without giving you the answer. Sometimes, if you ask, they will refer to past life incidents that you had, because they can see those things. But they don't always answer those questions, because sometimes people are not ready for the answer from their perspective. And knowing past life incidents that are in your field that it's not always beneficial to know the answers at that moment in time. They answer things for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And their answers, many, many people have been blown away by the answers to their questions. And as far as I'm concerned, this might be the highest source on the planet, and certainly the highest source that I know of. And we're not the only people that bring these guys through. But what we are is probably the most transparent, and willing to do this kind of work on behalf of other people and not charge for it, okay? So we're going to start now, and Terry, let's hear your voice. Make sure you're not muted. Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, I'm here.
Earth to Terry. All right.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you. We're doing
okay.
Good. So we start this with what I call an invocation to the light. And it's to create a protective field of energy that keeps negative sources from intruding on the space, and to create the vibratory field to connect with the Elohim. And I should say, and the Ra group. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect everyone here And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Fra Arn. We are a part of the Elohim group, part of the Ra group. And we have members on standby. If they have information that can help with an answer, that we can access both. We are a little bit different in, we don't just do telepathy. It's like we can be consistently aware if we alert ourselves to be aware of certain things. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. I'm going to start out with a question from Jill in Rochester, Minnesota. About 10 years ago, my family had an encounter with an entity that used to talk to us through our radio. The contact with him ended as soon as my grandson was born and has not returned. We wondered if this was coincidental, or did this entity take the body of my grandson, and we miss his communication. Jill.
Thank you. We take a look and we wonder exactly how it was in communication.
It was communicating through the radio. Apparently, they heard a voice. Apparently, they heard a voice over the radio that was whatever this consciousness was that was talking to them.
Thank you. We still would love to hear more about how the radio translated these sounds, but we take a look and we do see that entities or beings on the other side can indeed use the radio or TV or a stove to transmit in various ways, like dashes and dots, sounds, noises. They do have the ability to come through. the radios and the TVs in such a manner. It's generally a more advanced being that has learned how to trigger the sounds. And we do see that it was your grandson signaling the connection, making connection. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's why when the grandson was born, the communication stopped.
It didn't stop. He could communicate. He could begin to communicate directly.
It stopped through the radio, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question. This is from Miranda. This is a controversial question. I would like to know the perspective of the higher beings on the subject of abortion. If a woman has aborted a baby before it is born, does the aborted baby suffer? Does the mother suffer any negative effects or karma? Would it help the baby if she does some sort of communication to the spirit baby? Miranda. You know, we have gone into this in depth in the past. And essentially, what they said was that if the mother was communicating with the baby while it was still in its, you know, unborn state and could explain that they couldn't give the baby a good life or the soul a good life through that body. And they wanted to reverse any contract that it was possible to do that, okay? And it's on the individual basis whether that occurs or not. But let me turn it over to our sources and let
them fill
in the blanks.
A baby is a new life. Very often the soul isn't connected with the baby body firmly until after the birth and after a chance to be around and assume operation in conjunction with the operation of the baby body. So it is a new life, and as such, it is very malleable. It can change. It's growing, and it can change very easily and adapt very easily to the new circumstance. It is coming from the formation, from the creation of the baby body. It is coming soul-wise from the other side, and it's been on the other side, and it can adapt very easily to the new circumstance. There are differences in souls and in beings, and so the reactions may be different for different beings. We gave the first example of the body of the baby and the soul of the baby being adaptable as a generality, but the individual may have different reactions depending upon the relationship between the past of the soul body and the individual involved, and so it can be a very individual thing also. Does a baby feel pain? Yes. The baby can feel pain at the abortion. It doesn't last a long time. But depending upon the circumstances of how the baby is aborted, it is painful for the baby.
Thank you. Next question. So, just one tagline. So, abortion is not necessarily a sin in the way religion may label it. Is there ever a circumstance where abortion might be considered a sin or might create karma?
Well, it can create karma, but the individual may not be able to have a baby later, and they wish a baby, and they may have regrets. And the mother may have regrets. There is the general idea floating around that if the mother has the abortion, then it'll be easier on the mother than if the mother had the baby out of wedlock and went through the different things that a unwed mother could go through. There are those things that can make the mother feel much regret later, after time has gone by and the mother is older and wiser and has more ability and discernment. There can be regrets, and they can get karma from that. It is like an unseen sorrow, perhaps, that can ride with the mother. It can, depending upon the mother, create some negative feelings in the future.
Thank you. Next question is from Isis. And she asked this with my permission to ask this. One, what is in place? I'm going to answer this a little bit, okay? What is in place in Wind's heart chakra to anchor Ra'an's energy to the degree that he does? And how was he able to achieve that? Okay, let me give an answer from my side. And that is, I learned that this all started when they started talking to me. And I was not prepared to handle the responsibility of it. And I didn't know why they were talking to me. And it was obvious that, especially when they jumped from personal relationship one to personal relationship two, that they were choosing me. And I didn't understand why. And then I learned that I had past lifetimes where I had done something like this and that we had experience together. And it is not like my heart chakra is always open. Anyone that knows me will know that I can be moody. I have variations in my energy. And sometimes I'm really open, and sometimes I'm withdrawn. But I push through my own obstacles. And what I learned is, when I do this work, just as we're doing it now, my heart chakra opens up because I'm doing the work. And whether it was open prior or not,
And that would be my answer. And if our sources want to add anything to it, then I give them the stage now.
Thank you. We have a track with a wind in his earlier identities that he was of connecting and bringing through potential for change and information, energy, change for the human beings' growth, availability of growth, availability of situations of more humane kind groups, community. We have a history of working with him, and so we have a energy research for the word. Hand on his shoulder, or hand out for to be shaken with him. Only that isn't seeing it exactly the way it is. We have a connection, a spiritual connection for him, and he holds the energy for the group and to be able to bring through the higher look at things.
Thank you. Now, her next question is, let me see here. She says, how can I, I'm not on her question. I better read it exactly, okay? Hang on. Just a second.
Perhaps we could start while you are reading, you're finding it. That Wynn has a view on the pulse of the nation, of the community, of the surrounding, of the overall. I'm researching again for words. If Terry could learn more words. Look at, he's got his hand on the pulse of the nation, of the community, of the individual. And he does not simply fall into getting along to get along or going along. He doesn't fall into that. He keeps his own boundaries in his own look, which is needed in order to run a country, to be masterful at bringing stuff in and not falling into traps that are set, but that you, one might fall into by going along and attempting to be liked. He is masterful at that, and he has practiced working with large groups and knows how to bring stuff through to those groups without falling into traps that one group or another group might set. This takes experience over many lifetimes to know the ins and outs and have fallen in traps, and then to have worked your way out of it. Continue with your question.
So the question, second question is, what can I and all of us do to individually anchor Ra'an's frequency in a similar manner? And I think they kind of answered that in some way that,
yes,
I would say you can't anchor it in a similar manner. You can anchor it in your own unique manner, because I have all this background of doing this in a certain way, which I can draw on. But if you don't have that background, you couldn't do it in the way that
I do. You couldn't anchor it in areas that you don't even think about, that he thinks,
yeah,
about. So within your own framework, within your own group, within your own experience, you can anchor it within that.
Yes. And I mean, you may be able to anchor it in a way that you could do readings for people. You may be.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, so bring through information. You've brought some good information, too, for Joe. And for others that you come across that you work with, for instance, and the people that you work with at Gerson.
Yeah. So you can't model yourself on another person. You can't do it because
it is different.
Yeah,
yes.
People think there's a technique or something like that, and it is not, because every person has their own track, and you have,
yes,
to fit this connection with the higher frequencies into your track. And
yes,
not compare or compete or use what I do as a standard, because you can't,
yes,
do it.
Yes, you yourself are able to do things based upon your own personal experience that Wynn could not do.
That's right. And even Terry, she anchors it in her unique way. And she can't do what I do, but I can't do what she does. And it's okay.
Yes.
I'm not competing with her and thinking that I want to do it like she does, okay? And,
yes,
you know, the two of us together make a powerful unit, okay?
Yes.
So, okay.
As to
now,
you add power to the whole. We speak to Isis. There.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Okay. This is from David Morton in England.
Hello, David Morton.
He says, in a few of our channelings, the sources have said Jesus was a full embodiment of the Christ consciousness when he was here 2,000 years ago. What does this mean?
He wasn't perfect. He was not perfect. He had this episode where he got very angry and he was very powerful, and his anger killed somebody. He had to learn as he went to integrate with his power, with the surroundings, with his ministry. He had to integrate it all.
Mm-hmm. We've asked many questions about this. And if you listen to, unfortunately, we're not set up where we have everything organized. And it would be my dream to have it so, to be able to pay people to help or to, I don't have time to do it. To the extent when we started doing this, I didn't know how it was going to end. I didn't know we were going to have thousands of channelings that all were brilliant. And it's like they need to be organized, categorized, and many of them need to be transcribed. But with my memory of some of the things about Jesus, and David, you have to keep in mind, not only do we have all our sessions, but we had Terry Friedman coming on our calls for a few years, who I was convinced was the reincarnation of Matthew. And you should go to the webpage I set up for the book and get it if you're fascinated with this, because he presented Jesus in a different way than historical Jesus, but with a very close connection. Pardon me?
What's the webpage?
Manwhowalked.com. Manwhowalked.com. And we had information about Jesus that Terry didn't have, even though he was his disciple. And just to say quickly, what we have learned over the years we've been asking questions is that the Christ consciousness was an energetic matrix in the sixth density that when somebody accessed it, they would make a quantum leap in their ability to express unconditional love and compassion. And
their ability to get along in the lower densities.
Right. And they could bypass some of the negative things that happen here.
They can bypass getting karma and things.
Yeah. Jesus anchored this matrix, okay? And he was chosen because, for whatever reason, he had the experience karmically to be able to hold that energy. Just as I have that experience karmically to be able to do what I do. And he became a model for holding that frequency in this realm. And the intent was not to be a savior or a messiah. Terry Friedman, who was Matthew, specifically said when Jesus was walking around with his disciples, he told them, don't tell people I'm the Messiah, okay? And he partied with people. He loved people and had this beautiful time with people in a human way.
Genuflecting. Did I just cut out?
Saying praise God.
Hello.
And that's my information about how it works.
Yes. Sorry, when Terry is questioning, you cut out Terry because Wynn remained live.
Wynn what?
Say that. Wynn is good. So you cut out Terry,
okay.
But you're back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got 5 minutes left, maybe 8 minutes, and we still got a couple of important questions here. Thank you, David. That's a good question. And, you know, the thing about this is one of the illusions of this realm is that Jesus was perfect. And we have the illusion.
Jesus was not perfect.
Yeah, we have an illusion that to be spiritual, you have to be perfect. But that's an illusion. You have to learn to work within your own framework of imperfection and work through it and not let it block you, because it can. I mean, I could very easily, and I have in the past, move into unworthiness. And say, I am not worthy, okay, of doing this. I'm not good enough, okay? And so I have to work through that, and I show up and I do it regardless of how I feel, right? Now, let me go to the next question from Edgina. What past life did I have with Eric, if I did? And what is it that we can achieve together in this lifetime?
Thank you. Two different questions. You know the past life you had with Eric. You already know. You are very, very good in growth to help each other to make the way, the path easier. And you have similar similar goals, but you offset each other with your abilities and your skill, knowledge skills.
Okay. And that answers both questions, right?
Yes.
All right. Eric asks, Eric and Edgina are obviously partners. They're married. I was diagnosed with an earlier stage prostate cancer. Why is this happening? Is this a lesson that I had to go through in this life? Is this coming from past life issues? What can I do to get rid of it?
We see that there is a buildup of that then is not just a buildup of difficult in energy moving in and out and transfer, but it is not just, it's a reflection of the liver area that needs to be cleared. You may check into different potentials for clearing the liver of toxins so that toxins can be cleared from other areas of your body. We take a look. There were some in the past life, some area did, or as a man in a past life, that there was a problem also in that area. So there is some past life energy there for that to build on, which you can picture this clearing. Can you still hear me? This is Terry.
Yes. Okay. I hear you.
My phone just beeped. Give us a moment. There are nutrients that can help this area. What you have been checking into, vitamin C, and different IV drips could help. Wynn knows of some different IV drips that could also be taken by mouth.
Poly-MVA. Ask Edna to ask me about poly-MVA. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And you can,
it yeah, can be taken.
Yes.
And check with Dr. Arch.
Well, Let me talk to him first, okay?
Okay. Anyway, and we clear an energy field for healing. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's 6:56. And there's a couple more questions.
Can you read one real fast?
Read one real fast. Let me see here. Well, let me tell Valerie. Valerie, you re-asked your question from the Wednesday where we did something and we didn't answer anybody's questions. We asked your question on Sunday, the following Sunday, on our Sunday morning call. If you go to
yes.
that, you'll find the answer, okay?
Yes.
And the question here, I think, just a moment. Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. I would like to ask how my mother, Eileen Maust, M-A-U-S-T, her maiden name, and Byron Sonnenberg are doing in their transition. I would like to know if there is more I can do to be of service to them.
Well, she did. You can just sometime at a random moment when you are waiting for someone or something is happening or you just before you go to sleep at night, you can just send them love and light and just put that out because at wherever they may be at the time, it will make a good reference point of energy between you and between them. And that this will, although in the debris resources of the subconscious of them, they may not realize it consciously, that this will be there as a reference point for them to help give them stabilization in their transition. And that this is important to them and will carry through. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Mark. And on that note, we're leaving Don's question out, and we'll get to it next week, okay? And thank you all for being here and supporting the energy, and thank you for your questions. And in Whole Planet Healing, we read excerpts of various conversations we've had with the sources you were listening to, and where we talk more about their nature and how different things work in the universe and why prayer works, etc., etc. And all of this stuff is up for your consideration. We're not declaring it a new form of truth. And on that note,
let's get the phone number. We're still on BBS.
712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. And if you didn't get that, you can get it on the website, thespiritchannel.net. The Spirit
yes,
Channel.
And where? And also wholeplanethealing.com, correct?
Yes, wholeplanethealing.com. Right. Okay.
Thank you so much, Wynn and Terry, and our sources. Beautiful. You are greatly appreciated. Can open up the phone line.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Guys, you're appreciated too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we'll see you in a moment, okay?
Goodbye.